You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
This past Wednesday, we began another Lenten journey together with the mark of ashes, hearing the words that Jesus uttered in today's Gospel from Mark, "Repent and believe in the Gospel." These ashes remind us of the death that sin brings into our lives. We mark our foreheads as a sign of our desire to turn away from death and to follow the path of life, to believe the gospel, the good news of God's love for us. The gospel that we just heard is the story that we hear every year on this first Sunday of our Lenten journey together, the story of Jesus being in the desert for 40 days and nights, and there being tempted by Satan, the evil one, reminding us as we begin our Lenten journey that, like Jesus, we too are tempted by the evil one, the father of lies, who subtly tries to lead us down a different path. Death, a path that will bring us death and destruction, and not life and peace and joy. We know indeed that if Jesus was tempted, so too will we be. And so the church invites us to these 40 plus days every year that we call Lent to do prayer, fasting, almsgiving, to strengthen our willpower, so that we can resist the lures of the evil one and say yes to the way of God. The way, the path that is not always the popular way or the attractive way, yet we know the way to life. Lent is the church's invitation to us to new life. And today's first two readings from Genesis and the first letter of Peter, we read about water, how God used the flood in the time of Noah to cleanse the world of sin. And Peter tells us that like that flood, so too we are cleansed of sin through the waters of baptism. And so Lent is a journey from ashes to Easter, a journey to baptism. That's why we keep the bowl of ashes near our Easter font, to remind us that we are a journey to baptism, when we will renew our baptismal promises and boldly and enthusiastically say when we're asked, "Do you reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises?" with an "I do," as we have made a renewed effort during these days of our Lenten journey to turn away from sin, to resist temptation, and to believe in the good news of God's love, and to follow the way of the Lord. Even if we have not yet really entered into the spirit of the season, we still have 40 days left. We know that we are all tempted, and that if we do not recognize the temptation in our life, then the evil one has us right where he wants us. We need to be alert. We need to be attentive. And that's what Lent calls us to recognize that we are constantly being lured away to a false path, a false way, and that we must strengthen ourselves to believe in the gospel, the good news. Each and every day of our life's journey, we make choices. Lent is a time that we strengthen ourselves so that we can always choose the way, the path of the Lord, that leads us to fullness of life. Let us today, in every day of Lent, in every day of our lives, say no to the Father of lies and say yes to the God of goodness and love, and believe in the gospel, the good news, that God does indeed love us and wants us to find happiness in this life and the life to come. But the way, the path to the happiness that God wishes for us is not the easy way and not always the popular way. But yet we believe it is the way that leads to the truth and the life.